Hey, we're at day three of Elko practice, and we're here with Aiden French. And Aiden's one of the leaders on the team, and he's been kind of selected for me to speak to him. Aiden, do you have any idea why Coach? I kind of deferred to Coach, and I said, and I agree with his decision totally to speak to you. But like, do you have a feel for like why he picked you out?
Well, actually, I am a captain of this team this year. I've been selected by the team. As Jaren Garcia and Dom Thorne have also been selected. But I've also had a varsity role for the past 3 years, so I think that plays part into it. And last year, I would also like to say that I was a leader figure as well for the younger people on our team. And I definitely kind of been able to maneuver my way around the team through multiple versatility spots, you know.
So has anything changed this year? You talked about being a leader last year.
Yeah.
Is it just a continuation of that, or is there something different about this year?
It's just pretty much a continuation. I definitely have it as like a chip on my shoulder kind of thing. We have a lot more people this year, almost double the size of last year, so it definitely plays part, and I try to control it as much as I can and just have everyone on board at all times.
I noticed that on the field. It seems like you have kind of an influx of some new people. Do you have a feel for that? Like why that is? Why are there more kids out here?
I dedicate it all to the culture that everyone before me has built. It was just like, I think it's just worked its way down all the way to the junior high level. It's like the culture has like brought more people because they read about it all in the news. And they're like, oh, like Elko football. And then we've actually had a lot more people moving in this area recently. So, that plays a huge part in it. I'll just dedicate it all to the culture, actually.
Hey, talk about that culture. And when Coach talks to you about football, non-football things, what's his overall message? I'm sure you've heard him speak many times. What do you take away from what he's trying to get across to the team?
Our team motto is do the right thing. It's just... Whatever you do, just do it right. Also, like, be courteous of what you're doing, and just like think of others before yourself.
That's good. That's good. Tell me a little bit about your personal goals for the season. What would Aiden French like to get done this year?
I would just like to make the biggest improvements as I can this year as a player and as a team. I would love to be able to move on and go to district playoffs. Like, that's a huge goal as a team for us. But really, it's just a week-to-week thing, and just continuing to grow in throughout the season. And, you know, hey, if it happens, it happens, and that would be a great thing.
That's good. Hey, tell me a little bit about, a leader. What a leader means to you. What is a leader? Define that for me.
A leader, just someone who, a role model, or, like, someone the younger people could look up to, or...
I would guess someone who leads by example.
Yes, right? Lead by example. That's exactly it. Personally, like, I've developed a role model in, I look up to an NFL player named Darius Leonard. I don't know if you know him.
I definitely
do, yeah. Right now, that's my role model, and, I kind of...
How did you land on
Darius. Darius Leonard, yes.
How did you land on him?
It's his play style and, like, his... nastiness to play the game of football. It's amazing. He goes for the ball every single time, like tries to punch it out. And also my move from tight end, I played the tight end last year. My move from tight end to guard this year, actually I had a number change, and I actually dedicated my number to him in number 53. So
nice.
It's a great thing.
And one more question, I'll let you go. Or maybe two more.
Okay.
Tell me a little bit about like This leadership role that you've come into, how has that evolved? How has that changed? When did you become a leader on this team? I don't think it happens overnight.
No.
How does it evolve? How does that come to be?
It definitely doesn't happen overnight. It's built throughout time, and I think you develop your leadership mentality and your leadership mentality through example of others, actually, like looking up to. Guys before me, such as Braden Bohannon, Luke Williams, like, I've seen what they've done with the team, and I've kind of, like, transferred it to my game, to how I lead, and I've just been trying to build off of what they've taught me.
It's kind of passed down from class to class.
Exactly. Yeah, it's kind of the culture thing, so that's how it is.
It always comes back to the culture.
Exactly.
Right?
That's how we are here.
Well, All right, Abe, one more question. Tell me a little bit about your future. What, you're a senior,
yes,
right?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
And just kind of what you're thinking. Does it involve football?
Oh, yeah. I'm looking to go to play collegiate football. That's a big goal of mine. So, yeah, that's really what I'm looking forward after this. Obviously, I have basketball season on the way after football season, but it's definitely like a football path is what I'm on, and then going to be a football coach eventually.
Awesome, man. Great job. You did a great job.
Thank you. I
Good
appreciate
luck
it.
Too.
Thank you.